burn, sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn, sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn, sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn, sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Everything that kills me makes me feel alive.
And join the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Palm Beach Cardinals in honoring America. Tonight's rendition of our national anthem will be performed by Alan Marconi.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you, Alan Marconi.
Welcome to the broadcast here of the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Jupiter Hammerheads. I'm Lisa Pride, riding solo here tonight for game two of 100 and some games that we've got here on tap in minor league baseball in the Florida State League. Thank you so much for joining me here tonight on the broadcast. Right now, it is a sunny 81 degrees. I don't see one cloud in the sky. It is a beautiful night for baseball, and you'll hear us many nights. We might talk about the humidity a little bit, or there might be some rain thrown in, but most of the time, it is a picture perfect. Just one of those wonderful days in paradise that we're lucky to be here and playing baseball in Palm Beach County. Well, the Palm Beach Cardinals are taking the field right now as I speak, wearing their cardinal red tops with the birds on the bat across their chest, that traditional Cardinals uni. And they have their white pants, red caps, digging in and finding his spot on the mound, sweeping off that dust is the righty Max Radjic. And as I've been told, it rhymes like magic, and he's going to perform a little magic act on the hill. That's Radjic, who in 2022 played for UCLA, and he went from closer to starter, and he is the starter here in game two for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Max Radjic, the righty, last year 8-5 with UCLA, 3.28 ERA, 121 strikeouts in the 15 games that he started, and in 85 innings pitched, so 100 128 Ks. This is his debut here as a professional baseball player. His first pro start, and he's on the hill for the Palm Beach Cardinals, receiving Radjic is Leonardo Bernal at first base. It's R.J. Yeager. Second base is Darlene Moquette. Lisandro Espinoza is at short. Michael Curiale is at third. From left to right in the outfield, we've got Alex, and we said it a different way all last season, so I'm going to try and remember how to say it the way that I was presented today, and I hope it's the correct way. Otherwise, you know, give us a call, text, tweet us, let us know exactly how to say Alex's last name, because I know we did it wrong last year. But Aidit Urnia is what I have here for 2023. Then Adonsen Cruz in center, Chris Rotondo in right. Behind the plate, the umpire is Justin Hopkins at first base, and around the base pass is Nelson Fraley. We only have two umps in the Florida State League. Stepping up to the plate right now is Jordan McCants. McCants will lead things off. Swing and a miss. First pitch delivered by Radjic. 0-1 the count. Following McCants is the lefty Cody Morissette. He's on a minor league rehab assignment. So McCants, Morissette, the offering just missing. 1-1 the count. That came in at 92. So a sun-splashed field that we have here today. Another swing and a miss. 93-mile-per-hour pitch there to McCants. McCants, Morissette, Lewis is the first three batters here for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Then cleaning things up is Caballero. Sanoho, Barstadt, and Spahn will be the next batters. And there's a strikeout to McCants as we go through the lineup. So Max goes right after the first batter here for the Hammerheads, and McCants goes down and back to the dugout. First strikeout victim. We said he had 128 last year. In college ball, he's got one right here and working on another one soon after in pro ball. Cody Morissette will step in. So as we led off, the last two batters in the lineup for the Hammerheads in the 8 and 9 spot is Montgomery and Roberts. The kick, the pitch, here it comes at the letters for a strike at 92 to the lefty Morissette. Righty on lefty matchup. Hammerheads are wearing their new, they've got some new unis this year. Pitch misses low and away, 1-1 the count. They're Miami Blue. I don't know if that's where they're calling it, but I know at one time the blue coming down from, you know, from the Marlins was called Miami Blue, but it's a nice blue, not a teal anymore, but you might see a teal coming back, swing and a miss, as I know, I believe on Fridays, the Marlins, when they're at home, they're bringing back the retro teal and the old uniforms. They've got the J hook on the side of the chest, up in the air to the right side, going back as Rotondo. He'll go to the track, make the grab, and actually just catch it right before it hits that green grass out in right field. The sun just right in the right fielder's eyes out there, and it is blazing sun. I've been down there for BP today and walking around it, and that sun just goes right in your eyes, wind blowing in and right. So two down as Morissette flies out to right. Ian Lewis will step in. He shows bunt, and he bunts it back into the screen behind home plate. Gives a little stare to Radjic, too. His bat, when it hits the sunlight, it looks like it glows gold. Natural color, but I think it's got like a tint of gold on it or something with a black handle. Lays off the pitch upstairs and away. So one ball and one strike. That's an unusual color. You see that color on a softball bat, right? An aluminum bat. Here's the 1-1. That one's coming back into the screen behind home plate. We've got a screen all the way from the dugouts, you know, around the backstop area, so all the fans are protected. Though it's so hard these days now since we put up the screen the last few years to get any souvenirs. Swing and a miss, and 1-2-3, down go the Hammerheads in order, and Radjic picks up his first two strikeouts of his pro career. We'll head to the bottom half of the first. First up for the Cardinals, it'll be Espinoza, DeYoung, and Yeager. 0-0 is on the board. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Jupiter Hammerheads here on MILB.com.
The Go Yard program for the first Cardinals home run this game. Yard House will award the fan sitting in the chosen lucky section with a $10 gift card. Stop in. taps, craft ales, and lagers at Yard House, located at downtown at the Gardens and Palm Beach Gardens. Come tap into the fun at Yard House.
My sister's murder was headline news for years. The whole world knows more than I do.
In right field is Brett Roberts. At third base is Jordan McCants. At shortstop is Harrison Spahn. At second base is Ian Lewis. At first base is Corin Montgomery. Catching is Cameron Barstad. And pitching is Juan Reynoso.
No more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. I see this life like a swinging vine. Swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find the old. But I'm not that old, young. But I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told.
And we're back here in the bottom of the first. First at the plate is Espinoza. He's got to get out of the way of this pitch delivered by Reynoso. One ball, one strike to the leadoff hitter for the Cardinals. Lisandro Espinoza batting .667 in just game two. 2-for-3 yesterday, scored a run. One ball, two strikes now to Espinoza. Following the shortstop is a shortstop who's played in the big leagues for the St. Louis Cardinals. He's on a big league rehab assignment as Espinoza swings and misses. And that's Paul DeJong. DeJong was drafted by the Cardinals in 2015 in the fourth round, and he never played here for the Palm Beach Cardinals. He played rookie ball in low A, then jumped to double A. So yesterday was his first time playing with the Palm Beach Cardinals, and he's back here today. It's a righty-on-righty matchup, breaking ball delivered, and that'll go outside and low, so 1-0 is the count. The last pitch came in at 77. After DeJong, it's R.J. Yeager. The pitch upstairs, and it'll be on the run to the track. To the wall is Brett Roberts in right. So DeJong with the fly ball to right against the wind. There's Quickly two down. So R.J. Yeager will step back in. So Quickly, we'll go through the lineup here for the Cardinals. Espinoza, DeJong, and now Yeager at the plate. Then it'll be Bernal, Rotunda, and Curiel. Then we've got the left fielder, Alex Aidedernia, Moquette, and Cruz for the Cardinals. And we're cruising through this lineup with Juan Reynoso, the righty, who is only 19 years old. And get this, it was his birthday just 3 days ago. So he just turned 19, delivers the heat at 91, but it misses away to the righty at the plate, Yeager. So one ball and one strike with two out. RJ 1-for-3 yesterday, scored a run. He's wiggling his bat. Here's the pitch. Upstairs just misses the left shoulder of Yeager as he turns in, trying to get out of the way. Receiving Reynoso is Barstad. Montgomery's at first, Lewis at second, Spahn at short, and McCants at third base at the knees, and that's a strike coming in at 91. So the count's now 2-2. Left to right in the outfield, it's Caballero, Sanoa, and Roberts for the Jupiter Hammerheads. The pitch bounces away from Barstad and it misses, so the count is now full on Yeager. As the sun sets on the left side of the diamond, it does hit some of the stadium, so there is some shade falling on the left side of the diamond here at the Dean. But when you're playing on the right side, boy, that sun is in your eyes. Swing and a miss here, and Reynoso kind of duplicates exactly what Ragic had with a strikeout, flyout, strikeout. That's what the Cardinals did, strikeout, flyout, strikeout. So 1-2-3, down go the Cardinals. We'll head to the top of the second right after this short time. time out. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Networks here on MILB.com.
Me feel alive. I've been losing sleep. I'm dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Lately, I've been losing sleep. Dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting. Burn down this river every turn. Hope is our four-letter word. Make that money, watch it burn.
Oh, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold.
And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told.
And I feel something so wrong. We're doing the right thing.
And we're back here on the top of the second. Lisa Pride here, riding solo, as I said, here in game two. I'll be back again tomorrow. And I might even have a partner in crime here up in the booth as a strike is delivered by Ragic. Boy, Ragic Magic, he was dealing in the first. Now he's got Caballero to work on. Righty on righty matchup, swing foul tip into the glove of Bernal. 0-2 the count. The wind is blowing about 10 miles per hour as that ball's delivered and misses. One ball, two strikes. Flags are blowing in and right. I do see as it's turned around a little bit. Earlier today, it looked like it was blowing left to right. Now blowing in. So two balls and two strikes to Caballero. Now when you take a look in left field, those flags are barely blowing at all. Going inside with the heat at 92 to protect himself. Caballero swings and tries to pull it back, but doesn't. So he will go down swinging. That's back-to-back strikeouts for Ragic as he struck out Lewis to end the inning. And now Caballero. Max has three strikeouts and his four opportunities right now. Faced four batters, struck out three. He'll face Javier Sanoa, the center fielder. Was 1-for-3, first pitch delivered at the knee strike at 93. Ragic rear backs and fires. He'll miss inside, 1-1. My first night on the mic here in 2023. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball hit on the ground to the second baseman, Moquette. He throws it hard and almost off the mark there. That has to get Yeager to stay with it. It's in time, though, and that'll retire Sano as he grounds out, 4-3 play. It's kind of when you hang on to the ball that long and realize, well, maybe or not even have a good grip, so you just throw it real quickly and that almost whizzed by Yeager, but he has those long arms. Was able to glove it and bring it on in time. I said Moquette said something to Yeager, put his glove up. He has looks like a white glove, a light glove with red stitching. Talking to himself or talking to Yeager, one of those. Two down, Cameron Barstead at the plate. Barstead swings and misses, so one ball and one strike to the catcher. Cameron looking for his first hit here in 2023. He's got an open stance, deep in the box, waits for the pitch, and it'll miss low and away. Catchers have some of the best eyes. They're behind the plate all the time, and they know balls and strikes. So when they're at the plate, I believe them. If they take the pitch, It's not a strike. Here's the 2-1. Another ground ball to Moquette. He goes to one knee. Easy throw to first base is in time. So Barstead grounds out to second. Another 1-2-3 inning here for Ragic as he plows through the lineup of the Hammerheads easily. We'll go to the home half of the second. Still zeros on the board. First up for the Cardinals, it'll be Bernal, Rotunda, and Curiel.
Thing that drowns me makes me wanna fly. Makes me feel alive.
Welcome back. We are in the bottom of the second. No score on the board, and neither team has a hit yet at the plate. It's Leonardo Bernal, and he'll send this one out to left field. On the run is Caballero. He turns, makes the grab just short of the warning track. So a long fly ball there for Bernal, and there's out number one here in the second for the Cardinals. Chris Rotunda will step in, the right fielder. Looking for his first hit. He went 0 for 1 yesterday. Righty and righty matchup. The 19-year-old from the Dominican Republic, Reynosa, is on the hill. He'll miss low, one ball and no strikes with the breaking ball. Signed as a 17-year-old June 25th in 01 in the international free agent period. The 1-0 pitch. Another breaking ball at the knees for a strike as Rotunda takes it. So 1-1 with one out. Last year with Jupiter, Reynosa appeared in 9 games, started 6, foul ball, 1-2 the count. 0-4 last season for Jupiter, so he's looking for his first win here with the Hammerheads. He also played in the Florida Complex League, or we call it the Gulf Coast League, last year. No record there. Misses upstairs, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitched in 3 games with the Complex League. So looking for his first win here in Jupiter with either one of those teams. At the knees for the strike, catches Rotunda looking, and the home plate umpire punches out the right fielder. So 2 down, that'll bring up the third baseman, Michael Curielli. Curielli's betting a sweet 500. Doubled yesterday, 1 for 2, scored 2 runs. Righty on righty matchup. Reynosa kicks, delivers at the letters, too far inside at 90 miles per hour. 1 ball and no strikes. So Reynosa, talking about his Jupiter numbers last year, 7.18 ERA, 0-4 record. Delivers this pitch low and away, 2-0 is the count. 9 games total, 26 and a third innings pitched, and he struck out 27. So he has some really good control. Strike delivered there, so 2-1 the count to Curiali. Here comes the 2-1 offering from Reynosa. That'll miss low and away. So count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. The kick, the pitch at the belts for the strike. Full count now on Curiali with 2 outs. Wind blowing right to left. Right fielder Roberts has his glove, even with his shades on and his cap, has his glove shading the sun that's directly in his eyes. Reynosa misses. Curiali takes off all his gear and receives the gift of a walk as he heads to first base. First walk allowed here by either pitcher tonight. That'll bring up Alex Adeniria, the left fielder. Bats from the left side facing the righty. Reynosa delivers, and that one will miss. 1 ball and no strikes. The sun is so blazing yesterday. I know what it feels like. I was, or maybe it was yesterday. Gosh, this week went by so fast. Yesterday, 2 days ago, one of those days, throw to second base by Barstad. Tag applied by the shortstop, Spahn. He shows that he has the tag, shows he still has the ball in his glove to the ump, and Curiali is out at second base. So he's caught stealing to end the inning. That'll preserve the left fielder's at bat for the next inning. But it's a 1-2-3, another 1-2-3 inning then with that catching Curiali at second. We'll head to the top of the third. Still all zeros on the board. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network with the Jupiter Hammerheads on MILB.com.
To get a little more. To make life a little better.
And we're back as I trip over all these courts here. I'm running it all the show. Harrison Spahn at the plate, 2 foul balls off his bat. One was coming fast into the net. That's how you heard the fans in the background saying, oh, luckily that they have that net behind them. We've got some great bunting here at the ballpark for opening day, the red, white, and blue with the stars on it. Boy, that's a hot shot, but it will head into the bullpen of the Jupiter Hammerheads. Things are going to change here at the Dean this season, probably throughout next spring training, but there's going to be a lot of construction. This ballpark is going on a rehab assignment, basically. It is getting knocked down, renovated, and everyone, believe it or not, we're still going to be playing here, as from what I hear. Another foul ball to the right side, just missing the Cassidy Cool Zone, but I was thinking about it because that ball flew into the bullpen, and the bullpens are, you know, wide out down the lines on the left side and right. Here's the 0-2. That'll miss, bounce away from Bernal. So 1 ball, 2 strikes here to Spahn. And the bullpens will not be, you know, out in the open anymore. They will be out into left and right field when all the construction is over. pitch. And, oh, Radjic and Bernal both thought that was a strike. But the home plate umpire, Hopkins, says differently. So two balls and two strikes. And they'll be in the outfield in their own little box. Deep fly ball. Left side on the run is Ida Cernia, and it's over the left field wall as the left fielder runs out of room. Harrison Spahn with a home run over the left field wall to make it 1-0 Hammerheads. So Harrison Spahn, who was 1-for-3 yesterday with the ribby, picks up another RBI tonight with one swing. Sends the ball over the left field wall. Hammerheads are on the board first and take the 1-0 lead here in the top of the third. Next up, it's Torin Montgomery. Foul ball, 0-1 the count. Another strike delivered by Radjic. Montgomery, this is his first game as he did not play in game one as the ball goes into the netting behind home plate. The 1-2 offering, and Bernal taps the top of his head. Let's see, I forgot to ask about what we're doing tonight, as last year here in the Florida State League, we had the ABS, we had the, you could challenge it, and I guess we're challenging it here today, as Bernal wanted that last pitch challenge. He touched the top of his head. And the ABS, the automatic balls and strikes, or automated rather, balls and strike system, reversed the call of the umpire. Bernal's correct. It was a strike. Montgomery will go down on strikes then. Takes that one, looking a quarter to the ABS. First pitch to Roberts. Bouncer, left side, picked up by Espinoza, the shortstop. Throw in time. There's two down.
The third baseman, number 4, Jordan McCants.
So if you're not familiar, as I put in the ground out in my scorebook and also the strikeout. Here in the Florida State League for a few seasons, we've had the automated balls and strikes. Back up to the top of the order, Jordan McCants. He bats from the left side, first pitch, low and gets by the catcher, Bernal. So one ball and no strikes. And we've experimented last year. Every day was a new day, whether we used it or not. Hard hit right side through the infield, diving after it is Jaeger. He can't come up with it. It goes into right field. So McCants is aboard with a two-out single to right.
Number 7, Cody Morissette.
Cody Morissette will step in. Now Morissette's pretty much familiar with all these crazy rules we had here in the Florida State League as he's on a minor league rehab assignment. Another lefty at the plate. Flied out back in the first 0-for-1. So we had umpires calling the whole game, no ABS. We had the ABS that called the whole game, which was, as I mentioned, the automated balls and strikes where the umpire has an earpiece and tells him if it's a ball or a strike. Here's the 1-0 going after it, but foul to the left side. So 1-1 count. And then we had challenge days like what they just did here on the strikeout to Montgomery, where the umpire was calling the balls and strikes, but the pitcher, catcher, and hitter could challenge it. And the way they did that, pop up left side, going back is the third baseman, Corielli, but then calling him off is Idernia, and he will make the grab right where everyone, the sun is in their eyes, but he'll make the grab in short left field just by the line and the bullpen. We'll talk more about the rules and the ABS and challenge system after this. But the Hammerheads get on the board first. They have the 1-0 lead as we head to the home half here at the Dean. 1-0, Jupiter on top. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network along with the Jupiter Hammerheads on MILB.com. One ball, no strikes to the left fielder, Idernia. Reynosa delivers. He'll catch the corner, 1-1 the count to Alex at the plate, who bats from the left side. Only one lefty in the lineup, and that is Idernia. The switch hitter is Bernal in the lineup here for the Cardinals. Pitch delivered. Fly ball left side. The wind's carrying it back and over, and it hits the aluminum bleachers out on the left side. Those will be gone too. Boy, things are going to start happening here at the Dean soon. I'm not sure when, but the plans are in and the clubhouses are going down, so the teams might be intense, which I heard they might be intense during spring training too. Pitch delivered by Reynosa. That's way wide of the plate to Idernia. The full count, swing and a miss. And Idernia will go down swinging. That's the fourth strikeout victim for Reynosa today. Reynosa, at only 19 years of age, just turned 19 3 days ago, and it is three up, three down every inning. Strike delivered to Moquette, who is the righty at the plate. The second baseman batting .500 after yesterday, going 2-for-4 with the run. The 0-1 at 75. Whoa, what a difference. That one just floated in. Get the butterfly net out for that. 1-1. Here comes the pitch. Inside, turning on it is Moquette, and he'll put it down for a base hit in left field. So Moquette, not the first runner aboard, as last inning Curiele walked, so he was at first base, but Moquette is the first hit for the Cardinals here tonight. Only one out. Moquette, that pitch not coming in very fast at all and almost in on the hands, but Moquette just waited on it and then quickly turned on it and drove it into left field. So with one out, runner at first base, the number 9 hitter at the plate is Adanzen Cruz. He'll go after the first pitch, hot to handle for Spahn at short. He had a double play there but could not pick up the ball. It was like butterfingers out there. Oh, so hard, as Cruz basically gifted that ball to Spahn, and somehow he just couldn't pick it up. So Moquette squeaks into second base. Cruz safe at first base. And now the Cardinals are figuring out Reynosa, and they're back up to the top of the order. That'll go down as an E6. Espinoza at the plate, batting 500 now. He came in at 667. That's so pretty. Reynosa misses low. Espinoza struck out swinging back in the first yesterday, 2 for 3, and scored a run. He's got two runners aboard here. Good RBI situation. Reynosa, for the first time, has to look at a runner at second. Will it throw him off as he misses inside at 90 miles per hour? A lot of shade now on the field here at the Dean, but right in the eyes of the pitcher. You can see the sun right in his eyes as he's a bit tall out there. It's a 6'1", 165. Looks that may be a little taller, but maybe not. Foul tip. 2-1 the count with one out. Two runners aboard at first and second. Righty at the plate is Espinoza, and you know who's right behind him, and there's only one out, is the big leaguer, Paul DeJong. He's on deck. Reynosa doesn't want to face the big leaguer here. Here's the 2-1. Left up, this ball is lifted into center field. Sanoa makes the play, catches it, throws it in, and no one's running or advancing. So the runners remain at first and second with two outs now as Espinoza flies out to center. DeJong is on a 10-day, or on the 10-day IL with a back injury. The 29-year-old is facing the 19-year-old. Oh, and coming off of second base is Moquette. Reynosa spins around, throws to second, but not in time. Moquette had to quickly dive back in, so he's getting dirty. Those white pants are such crispy white right now, too. Not anymore for Moquette. Reynosa looks the runner back at second, kicks, delivers, catches the corner. No, he doesn't. So one ball, no strikes. The last pitch coming in at 81 miles per hour. 10-year difference between DeJong at the plate and the pitcher on the mound. Here's the 1-0 inside, turning on it is DeJong, but he'll pop it up into the infield. Calling for it is Lewis. He'll make the grab, and that'll leave two stranded and end the inning as the Cardinals threaten but come up empty. We'll head to the top of the fourth. The Hammerheads hang on to the 1-0 lead. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network along with the Jupiter Hammerheads here on MILB.com.
Wakanda.
Welcome back. We're on the top of the fourth. Lisa Pride bringing you along for the ride. 1-0 lead for the Jupiter Hammerheads against the Cardinals. Radjic remains on the hill. First pitch delivered to Lewis is off the mark. And then Ian swings and misses at that 91-mile-per-hour pitch delivered by Radjic. So one ball and one strike. Lewis, a switch hitter, is batting from the left side. Here's the pitch. That'll miss low and away. So two balls and one strike. Mentioned how this is Max's pro debut here on the hill as he gets Lewis to swing and miss again. Besides the home run off the bat of Spahn, well, Max is looking really good on the hill. Fly ball lifted into center, right to Cruz. He doesn't have to move at all. Perfectly placed. He was in the shade, too. He was shaded a little towards right field. I think he just didn't want the sun in his eyes at the time, so Lewis is retired as he flies out to center. That'll bring up Jorge Caballero, who struck out back in the third. Radjic's allowed two hits, a run, has not walked any, and has struck out four in the 3 1/3 innings. Here's the 0-1 off the end of the bat, looped into Espinoza's glove, the shortstop, and then he drops it. It was such an easy play. Did he get the catch? Yes, the catch will go to him, but then the ball just popped right out, so they will give him the catch.
The center fielder, number 6, Javier.
Just a little like blooper, well, like just looped in, you know, so softly. Now I'm writing line out, but not really. Javier Sanoa gets the first pitch strike from Radjic. 50 pitches, 35 strikes delivered by Radjic here today. Make it 36. Right at the knees. Sanoa grounded out to second, back in the second. Inside, upstairs, swings, and that'll pop out of play. Who's going to catch it here in the stands? Who brought their glove is the question. It bounces, hits the green roof, then bounces down, and it's like Easter egg hunting all starting here today at the Dean as everyone comes running up. No school today, so we've got a big crowd here with lots of fans. The 0-2, that hits the dirt away. The kids came running up. They're trying to find it among the green seats, and an older fan picked up the ball, but he was right next to it and passed it along to the young fans. Bouncer to the second baseman. Easy throw, and that'll retire Sanoa as once again he grounds out to second. That'll end it here in the fourth. 1-2-3, down go the Hammerheads. We'll head to the home half with a 1-0 lead for Jupiter. For the Cardinals, it'll be Yeager, Bernal, and Rotunda. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network, along with the Jupiter Hammerheads, here on MILB.com.
One, two, three.
Welcome back. We're on the home half of the fourth. RJ Yeager's at the plate. He struck out his first trip up, and now he's got two balls and no strikes. Reynosa delivers inside, turns on it, and that will go foul to the left side. Coaching in third base is the manager for the Palm Beach Cardinals, Gary Kendall. The pitching coach is Giovanni Carrara, and the new hitting coach this year is Willie Martin, and also new to the coaching staff here for the Palm Beach Cardinals is Bernard Gilkey. Another foul ball, left side. This one a little easier that Kendall can make the play barehanded, and he'll walk over, and he's going to try, and he'll toss it to the Hammerheads dugout, and they can give it to a kid behind the screen. It's so hard now with the screens up. You can't just toss a ball into the stands anymore. You have to throw it way over or go underneath, or there's some slits in there you can get it through too. That's the only bad thing. Lots of good protection. Here's the 2-2. This time that'll be fair, and it gets by the diving McCants at third base into left field. So a base hit for RJ Yeager. That's his second of the season, his first here tonight. Leadoff hit for the Cardinals. That'll bring up Leonardo Bernal. 0-for-1 here today as he flied out to left back in the second. The switch hitter will step in. Bats from the left side facing the righty Reynosa. Reynosa delivers first pitch strike. The Cardinals, they found a way to win last night. A big 7-2 win. They had a big 5-run fifth inning that helped the Cardinals win game one here on their home opener. It's a 3-game set. Below the knees, 1-1. Most, as you take a look at the schedule, we're playing over 130-some games. Most series are 6-game sets here in the Florida State League. We take Mondays off, so go Tuesday to Sunday. The 1-1 pop-up, that'll go out of play to the left side. We don't have fans in the stands on Tuesdays or Sundays here at the Dean. We've got some great promotions, though, the rest of the week. Wednesday, I believe it's still Silver Sluggers. Thursday, Thirsty Thursdays. Friday, well, today we have fireworks. Ball bounces away from Barstead, the catcher, and that will advance Yeager. It's a wild pitch. 2-2 the count. Both teams have two hits, but the Hammerheads have the 1-0 lead. Saturdays are Kids Club Day. For either team, today's the first. No, that's tomorrow. I keep forgetting because there's no school today. Today's still Friday. We've got fireworks Friday today. Tomorrow is the first kids club of the season. Tomorrow is Saturday, 6 o'clock. Start tomorrow, so join us about 5:20. I had a little trouble with all the audio, you know, first day back here, and I'll try to get you a pregame show tomorrow. We'll wrap up today's game, talk about tomorrow's game, and give you any info on the teams before the game there. So count is full here to Bernal. Sundays, as I mentioned, no fans in the stands, but we still have a broadcast. You'll still listen to us on the, you know, I think now you can catch us on the MLB app as Reynosa goes inside, misses, touches cap. He wants a challenge on that and wants the ABS to help him out because the umpire sure didn't. So we'll see. Each team has three challenges, and it's a strike. So Reynosa, he knew what he threw. He believed in himself, and that will have Bernal going back to the bench as he goes down looking after the ABS overturned. The umpire, Chris Rotunda, will step in. One out, runner in scoring position at second base. The Cardinals can tie the game up this inning. Rotunda shakes his head, nods it. Yeah, that was a strike. Caught it looking, so 0-1 the count. Reynosa looks the runner back and then plunks Rotunda. That came in at 76. I mean, Rotunda doesn't even look like he got hit by a pitch at all. guess at 76, not going to even leave a mark as he jogs to first base. So last year with the Hammerheads, Reynosa hit 7 batters in the 9 games that he pitched in. Here's he hit Rotunda, hit batter number 1 of 2023. So 1 down, runners at first and second now for the Cardinals. Their big inning last night was the 5th. Will it be the 4th here? Reynosa looks the runner back, then delivers to Curry Alley. Just missing outside to the righty at the plate. Infield in, playing straight away. No more shift. Last year, here in the Florida State League, the teams were not allowed to shift, and we even had a pie slice. I don't know if you heard about it. Inside missing 2 balls and no strikes, and Barstead says, hey, you know, I'm going to go out and talk to my 19-year-old, just turned 19-year-old on the hill here. But we had a pie slice, 2 chalk lines that went from second base out to tell the shortstop and the second baseman, hey, you can't come within this pie slice, inside these 2 lines, these white chalk lines, or there'll be, you know, a call against your team, whether it's a ball or advancing, you know, a runner. The 2-0, but that was to kind of let the guys know there's no shift, you know, allowed. The shortstop cannot go to the right of second base, vice versa. You got to have 2 infielders to the left of the bag at second and 2 to the right. 3-0 is the count at the letters for the strike. It came in at 90 miles per hour with 1 out, runners at first and second for the Cardinals. It's a 1-0 game in favor of Jupiter. No pie slice out there this year. I don't think they're going to do that. But I did see, I think yesterday in last night's game, that there was a call against one of the teams that they did shift illegally. Is that what we say? Full count now to Curry Alley. And I saw there were some, I guess, shift violation is what I saw on the box score. I haven't really seen that before, right? And then there was pitch timer violations too. Inside at 91, and Curry Alley was heading to first, but instead the home plate umpire Hopkins rings up Curry Alley. He'll go down looking. So add 2 more strikeouts to Reynosa, and boy, what is he showing the Marlins right here, that with runners aboard, he is able to get the job done. The pitch way wide at the plate to the lefty at the plate. That's Alex Idiernia. Idiernia struck out swinging back in the 30s, 0-1. 2 hits, 1 run for the Hammerheads. 2 hits, no runs for the Cardinals. As the sun sets, ball called below the knees, now a challenge. So it's a 2-0 count. We'll see what the ABS says. And it remains 2 balls and no strikes.
Challenge call is upheld.
So I believe that goes against then Jupiter, right? As ball comes over the screen here. I didn't catch who touched their cap, but I wouldn't think that Alex would be doing that as it's a ball. So 2 balls and 1 strike after the foul ball. We've got bullpen action for the Hammerheads as Reynosa, he's getting towards his limit here. The youngster on the hill looks the runner back at second. Here's the pitch. That'll be wide of the plate. So if he's in trouble, how many? He's got 67 pitches, 35 strikes, 32 balls. Pretty even there. But he's only allowed 2 hits, no runs, and has struck out 6 in 3 2/3 innings. A lot of movement on his pitches. He changes speeds. Here's the 3-1. He goes upstairs at 88, swing and a miss. So the count full to Idiernia. The sun is setting, though, and there is complete shade, just a little bit of sun out there in deep center field, right where it says 400. Otherwise, everybody's in shade right now. Here's the payoff pitch. It's coming back. Fouled into the stands behind home plate. The sun still sprinkles on the clubhouses that will be no longer soon. We're going to get some wraparound stands and maybe concessions and a team store out in left field. New clubhouses, brand new clubhouses, bigger, more modern, able to house the minor league clubs and the big leaguers when they're here for spring training, and just, you know, better facilities as far as where, you know, their kitchen area, eating area, workout area. The payoff pitch on the ground, hard hit, scooped up by the shortstop. Spahn, he'll make the throw to first base, and that'll end the inning. So the Cardinals leave two stranded. Come up empty. We'll head to the top of the fifth, and the score remains 1-0. Hammerheads on top. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network, along with Jupiter Hammerheads, here on MILB.com. Welcome back. We have Cameron Barstedt at the plate. Pitch delivered by Radjic. It's a strike, so 0-1 the count. Barstedt a lefty facing the righty. Next pitch, and that'll just kiss the outside corner. So 0-2 is the count to the catcher, Barstedt. Cameron looking for his first hit here in 2023. Ball bounces by the plate, so 1-2 the count. Radjic, 6'2", 10, and he's still throwing heat at 91. Barstedt gets a little wood on it, but it'll go foul. So the count remains 1-2. The offering, and that's way wide of the plate. Cameron lays off of it, so 2-2 is the count. Max has thrown 59 pitches, 41 for strikes. The kick, the pitch, swing and a miss. Barstedt just can't come up with it after Radjic mixed up those pitches pretty good against the catcher. So strikeout number 5 for Radjic. That'll bring up Harrison Spahn. First and last trip up to the plate. Hit a home run over the left field wall, and that's how Jupiter has the 1-0 lead. But now there's a strike against Spahn. So 0-1, and here's the next pitch. Or maybe the scoreboard got ahead of itself. Oh, there we go. 1-1. Here's the 1-1 offering. That one's low and away. 2-1. I was looking at Radjic's bio from UCLA, and it looked like he was a communications major. So He'll have to join me up in the booth one of these days, or we'll have to get him on the mic somehow. Two balls, two strikes. Max brings the glove up to his face, turns, kicks, delivers, and it's fouled to the left side. Coaching third base is new manager here for the Hammerheads, Nelson Prada. He's not new at all to managing or baseball, as he has been around. He played and has coached for many years. Another foul ball left side. Pitching coach for the Hammerheads this season is Glenn Dishman, returning from last year. Also returning is Ty Hawkins, the hitting coach, and the defense coach, Nate Michaelis. The 2-2, now it'll miss upstairs, so full count here to Spahn. Nate's coaching first base here for the Hammerheads. So both bullpens have pitchers up and working. Radjic delivers, and it looked like, well, I thought Spahn was headed to first base, and I think so did he, but he has gone down looking. So back-to-back strikeouts, and I think Radjic knows this might be it, so he would like to end with a couple of strikeouts. He's picked up two, maybe add three. Might as well finish perfectly. One ball, no strikes. Breaking ball at 79 to Montgomery. Torn is 0-for-1 as he struck out his first trip as the Cardinals challenged the ABS reversed. The ball call made it a strike, and Montgomery returned back to the dugout. One of the strikeout victims for Radjic, so two balls, no strikes. Radjic delivers, pop up right side. It's going out of play. The wind now blowing in. That ball not getting any help to stay in the ballpark here for the fans to catch as it just kept carrying. It'll end up over by the amphitheater there. It looks like they're having a concert tonight. There is so much going on. Another ball headed out to the streets, and I believe food trucks are probably over there, and music tonight. Friday's a great night to come out here to the Dean for baseball and all the entertainment right here in Abacoa. The 2-2 way wide of the plate at 81, making Bernal work and slide around like a hockey goalie. Maxwell Scott Radjic has a brother named Mitch. His favorite player is Mike Trout. Here's the payoff pitch at the knees, just catches the corner, and Montgomery will go down looking. So that's a perfect way, if that was it, for Radjic to end here with his debut as a professional baseball player. Three up, three down, but three straight strikeouts here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We'll go to the bottom half of the fifth. 1-0 lead for Jupiter. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network along with the Jupiter Hammerheads here on MILB.com.
Let me play it.
Welcome back. We've got a new pitcher on the hill for the Jupiter Hammerheads. It's number 20, the lefty, Cole Kirschberger. Kirschberger is 6'190" from Hazel Crest, Illinois, 22 years of age, and played for the Hammerheads last season, drafted last year in the 12th round. 0-1 is the count to the first batter that the new relievers face. Seeing Moquette at the plate, goes after the pitch, pops it up to the center fielder as the stadium lights come on here at the Dean. So pop up to center retires Moquette. That'll bring up the number 9 hitter in the lineup here for the Cardinals, Adonson Cruz. Cruz is 0-1. He was aboard back in the third by the error by Spahn, the shortstop for the Hammerheads. So a lefty and righty matchup, swing and a miss. Spahn likes to wear his pants up high to show those striped socks, the traditional Cardinals way. Boy, they used to make the minor leaguers all wear their socks up high to show those old-fashioned stripes. Some of the guys still like to do that. They're black, white, and red stripes. And then down further, the sock is all red. One ball, one strike, one out. Kirschberger delivers, swing and a miss at 89. The 1-2 upstairs missing, so two balls and two strikes to Cruz. Kirschberger deals, goes below the knees inside, so three balls, two strikes to the number 9 hitter here for the Cardinals. Payoff pitch inside, missing. Cruz will walk to first base. There's a runner aboard here for the Cardinals with one out. And we're back up to the top of the order for Palm Beach. Lisandro Espinoza will step in. He's 0-2 today. Struck out in the first, flied out to center in the third. Here's the line for the starting pitcher for the Hammerheads, Juan Reynoso. Four innings of work, couple of hits, no runs. One walk, one hit batter, six strikeouts, and has a perfect 0.00 ERA to start the season. Ball delivered to Espinoza. 1-0 count. One down, runner at first. And Kirschberger goes outside to the righty and misses. The 2-0 is a strike. 2-1 the count. 7:38 on the clock here in Eastern Standard Time in Palm Beach County. Sun is set. Throw to first base. We do have the rule where if the pitcher throws over two times to check the runner first, on the third time, if he does throw over for the third time, he's got to get the runner. Pop up, right side, incoming is Roberts. He'll easily make the catch. So now there's two down. So if the pitcher does not get the runner as he throws over on the third time, then the runner advances. Two down. Cruz remains at first base, and it's Paul DeJong that'll step in. Lefty on righty matchup. DeJong's 0-2 today. He's the designated hitter here for the Cardinals. 80-mile-per-hour pitch delivered by Kirschberger, and it'll miss outside. Yeah. Looks the runner back. Here's the pitch. That one goes upstairs and wide of the plate at 89. So 2-0 is the count. Wind blowing in. I can feel it. I've got everything anchored down because a lot of papers start flying around up here at the Dean when the wind blows in and right. 2-1 the count. We've got these stadium lights that flood the field but make everything look dark. Beautiful pitch at 77, and DeYoung's way out in front and misses. So the count evens up at 2 apiece with 2 outs. Switched over the lights a few years ago, and you know, the traditional ones, you see the light coming not only on the field but into the stands, and these go down and flood it on the field for the players, but in the stands it doesn't do much, so it feels kind of really dark here at times. It's just something you have to get used to. Here's the 2-2. Another swing and a miss. I think it was a foul tip into the glove of Barstead. He hangs on to it. DeYoung goes down swinging, and that'll end things for the Cardinals. They needed another runner stranded, and the Hammerheads still hanging on to that 1-0 lead as we go to the sixth here at the Dean. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network along with the Jupiter Hammerheads here on MILB.com.
Sist nås vi av nyheten att det svenska succébandet Swedish House Mafia lägger ner. Medlemmarna som arbetat tillsammans sedan 2005.
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes. In a happy home I was a king, I had a golden throne. Those days are gone, now the memories on the wall. I hear the songs from the places where I was born. Upon that hill across the blue lake, that's where I had my first heartbreak. I still remember how it all changed. See, heaven's got a plan for you. Don't you worry now. Yeah.
It's the story starting here in the UK, which is why they're here today. But I love you, Max Payne. These three guys have for the last time ever in the UK. Mel Payne, make some noise. The Swedish House.
And we're back. First batter, then Chris Girard, the reliever, the lefty reliever for the Palm Beach Cardinals, faced with Brett Roberts, the number 9 hitter in the lineup. First pitch, and Roberts laced it into left field. So there's a runner aboard here for the Hammerheads in the sixth. We're back up to the top of the order for Jupiter. Girard rears back, fires. Ball bounces off of Bernal's glove. He throws to second, trying to get the speedy Roberts, and Roberts is in there safely at second base. McCants did swing and miss. Jordan McCants at the plate. The third baseman is 1-for-2 today. He's the leadoff hitter here for Jupiter. McCants struck out in the first, single to right in the third. So Chris Girard, the lefty, is the reliever in for Max Ragic. Ragic threw 5 innings, allowed 2 hits, a run. He was earned, walked none, struck out 7. That one of the 2 hits was a home run. That's how the run scored. You know, it was a 1.80 ERA, and I'd say that is an amazing pro debut here for Max Ragic. One ball, two strikes to McCants. We are having fun here at the Dean. We're going to have a lot more fun when the game's over. It's fireworks night here today. Tomorrow, it'll be an Easter celebration as the Easter Bunny will come to the Dean. Here's the 1-2. That one will go wide of the plate, so two balls, two strikes. Bernal really having to work behind the plate. He's got Roberts, who's speedy on the base pass, and he needed to protect as that ball was way wide of the plate to the lefty. McCants at the plate. So two balls, two strikes. The Easter Bunny, boy, there's a lot of hopping going out by second. Up in the air, left side, fly ball, waiting underneath and shading to his right is Idenuria, and he'll make the grab out there in left field. So McCants flies out to left. There's one down. Roberts at second. Cody Morissette will step on in. Morissette's 0 for 2 today. Flied out, popped out. Well, the Easter Bunny's coming to town, coming to Abacoa here at the Dean tomorrow during the game. And he'll be leaving around a lot of candy. It'll be a candy scramble as the kids come with their baskets and bags and get to collect a lot of Easter egg candy here at the Dean on the field. That's always fun. One ball, no strikes. Morissette, lefty on lefty matchup. He'll watch this one fly by. So two balls and no strikes. Some years we've had a helicopter come by where the Easter Bunny drops the goodies onto the field and then the kids scramble and run after the candy. But that's always fun, watching all that candy just be poured out of a helicopter. A couple of passes and it is sure a sight to see. 2-1 the count to Morissette. 1 year though, I hope they don't make the same mistake this year, but 1 year way back, I remember that the candy was chocolate. And you can only imagine, here's the 2-1 at the knee, strike as Morissette watches it whiz by. 2-2 with one out. Imagine, you know, it's at least 80 degrees here and lots of sun in that hot grass in the outfield, on the ground opposite, and on the run is Corielli, the third baseman, as he makes the throw to first in time. Roberts is speedy, but he doesn't attempt to advance to third base. He'll hang out at second as Morissette is retired as he grounds out 5-3 play. So two down, that'll bring up Ian Lewis. He's a switch hitter, so he'll switch around as he faces the lefty to the right side. 0 for 2 tonight. See if he has more luck here batting from the right side. But hot grass, hot weather, and you lay chocolate candy down on the field. Yeah, it melted. It surely did. I remember because my kids were young and they didn't have any candy to eat because it was all melted. Felt so bad for the kids. Here's the 1-0 that'll miss as it goes south of the knees. 2-0 the count. Bernal's really getting his work in here. Ball bounces. Got to get in front of it. He's watching Roberts, who stays at second. Jupiter's up 1-0. Three hits for the Hammerheads here today. One run lead. Cardinals, two hits, no runs. Two down. Gerard delivers. Upstairs, heat swing and a miss. And Lewis's cap almost falls off. Let's see what happens this year, because last year I remember everybody's cap was falling off. I don't know if that was just the style, the fit that the guys liked, because here's the 2-1 at the knees as Lewis, he does a little bunny hop. He wishes he went after that one, but he didn't. 2-2 is the count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Gerard looks the runner back. He's going, and a hard hit to the first base side, but Yeager, he's able to make the play, step on the bag, and retire Lewis. Roberts is left stranding. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. We'll head to the sixth. The Cardinals only down by one here at the Dean. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network, along with the Jupiter Hammerheads here on MILB.com. And you and me who
Welcome to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
There was a time I met a girl of a different kind. We ruled the world. I thought I'd never lose her outside. We were as we are.
RJ Yeager at the plate goes after that first pitch. Big swing and a miss. New balls, one strike. Cole Kershipper remains on the hill here for Jupiter. He'll come in with the breaking ball in on the hands. Another swing and miss. Yeager is 1-for-2 today. Struck out in the first, singled in the fourth to left. He's got 2 hits in 2 games. Not bad. Infield playing straight away and deep to the righty at the plate. Lefty on righty matchup. Upstairs, and he wants to go after it, then brings it back. First base umpire. Who's out there again? It's Nelson Fraley. Helps out the home plate umpire and says that, yeah, Yeager went after it, so he'll go down swinging. There's one out. That will bring up Leonardo Bernal. Lefty and righty matchup. Upstairs, missing. Bernal almost went after that. One ball, no strikes. Feels real good. What's the air up here? 73 up here. Feels good up in the box. It's getting a little cooler down below. Plus the wind blowing in gives a nice breeze. And there's a nice breeze coming in off that pitch from Kershipper. 1-1 the count. Well, the Cardinals right now, they have no runs on the board, but a couple of hits. It's time to get things going here in the sixth. Last night, they got things going in the fifth. The 1-1 lifted up into the air, but on the run is the right fielder. He'll run out of room as that ball bounces behind the Cardinals bullpen. I see all the guys. There's action in the Cardinals bullpen right now, but all the guys are sitting on the white fold-out chairs in the bullpen. When the game starts, nobody is. Both bullpens are empty. The heat, the sun, it's just right on any pitcher that dares to sit out in either bullpen. So they stay in the dugout, in the shade, and both dugouts have these giant fans. And so they sit right next to those fans because they know pretty soon they gotta, you know, they're gonna head out. They try and wait as long as they can till the sun sets. Here's the 1-2 on the ground, diving after it and stopping it is McCants. From his knee, he throws. It's a one-hopper, but not in time to the first baseman, Montgomery. What an effort by McCants at third base as he dives after it, because that ball surely looked like it was going into left. It's still a base hit, though, off the bat of Bernal, but a great defensive effort by McCants at third base, and Bernal legs it out and gets an infield base hit. Chris Rotundo will step in. Lefty on righty matchup. First pitch, and Rotundo goes after it. He pops it up into right field. going after it is the right fielder, Roberts, but then the center fielder, Sanoa, calls him off. He'll make the grab. So there's two outs as Rotunda flies out to center. Michael Curiel will step up to the plate. Number five stepping in. I remember way back, Jason Mott was number five because he liked the big red machine's number five from the Cincinnati Reds. Johnny Bench was a big fan. And he was a catcher at the time, which Cardinal fans, if you remember, bouncer left side over the bag at third base, fielded by McCants, throw to first. Whoa, what a throw by McCants. It's in time as Curiel then ends the inning as he grounds out to third. But if you remember, Jason Mott, he was a catcher here for Palm Beach, but he ended up in the big leagues as a reliever. He was a pitcher. So we'll head to the seventh inning. 1-0, Hammerheads on top. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network, along with the Jupiter Hammerheads here on MILB.com.
Such great individual artists that they'll be fine on their own. God bless them.
If you still have moderate to severe rheumatoid arthritis symptoms after a TNF blocker like Humira or Enbrel, Rinvoq is different and may help.
Welcome back. We're on the top of the seventh. New pitcher on the hill for the Palm Beach Cardinals facing Jorge Caballero, who swings and misses. Caballero, the left fielder, is 0 for 2 today. He struck out and lined out. Here's the 1-1 upstairs, and that'll miss. The new pitcher is Hunter Hayes. Righty on the hill. Deals the breaking ball, swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes to Caballero. Hayes, 6'2", 194 from Citrus Heights, California, deals the 2-2 pitch, and that'll miss inside to bring the count full here to Caballero. 22 years old and last year drafted in the 16th round by the Cardinals. Hunter played in the rookie league here in the complex league for the Cardinals. Drafted out of college at a Pacific. That 3-2 pitch going inside at 92. Barely getting by without nicking the chin of Caballero. He'll head to first base with the free pass, and Javier Sanoa will step in. righty-on-righty matchup as Sanoa has grounded out twice tonight, both times to the second baseman. Hayes, the offering is a strike at the letters. Talked a little bit about the new uniforms here for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Bringing the blue back and also reintroducing red up the middle, and it'll go off the mound, off the glove of Moquette, who dives after it, the second baseman, and it'll flare out to short center. That'll advance Caballero. He'll go all the way from first to third, slides in safely, and Sano is aboard with the base hit up the middle. And those are the hits that when Major League Baseball changed the rules in the minor leagues last year about the shift, and here then in the big leagues we saw during spring training too, that to bring those hits back, because with the shift is on, those hits up the middle just kind of disappeared. But now they're back. So Hammerheads with no outs have runners at the corner, and Cameron Barstead is at the plate. And boy, Cam is due. 0 for 2 tonight. Takes the first pitch. It's a ball. Hayes peers on in. He's thrown 10 pitches this inning. 5 strikes, 5 balls, and throws to first base. Sliding back is Sanoa under the tag. But at one time, the Jupiter Hammerheads, that was one of their colors, red. Fly ball left field. It's a pop-up. Could be trouble. In comes the left fielder. Oh, he's just there in time. Throws the ball in, and everybody stays on their bags. Thought that one could drop in into short left. That was trouble, but
the shortstop, number 3, Adernia,
had a beat on it. So Barstead is retired as he pops up to short left. One down, that'll bring up Harrison Spahn. Spahn is the reason the Hammerheads are leading now 1-0. He hit a solo shot over the left field wall back in the third. Only run that has scored this ball game. 7 hits. Oh, there goes a throw to first base to get the pick off the runner at first. He's in the middle between the two guys. But coming home is Caballero. He'll slide in. He's safe. And out at first base is Sanoa, but he tricked the Cardinals and put the attention on himself. And then Caballero just snuck on in and scored. So with Spahn at the plate, hit that home run to make it 1-0. And here he's at the plate again, where Thanes go in favor of the Hammerheads. And now it's a 2-0 ball game for Jupiter. So Sanoa, he was caught off guard as the pitch is delivered, a strike to Spahn. As Sanoa, just a little too far off of first base. He's quick on the base pass. The Cardinals knew it. Hayes threw to first base. Looked like they'd easily get Sanoa. And he ran back and forth just enough to give Caballero the opportunity to slide in safely to home and score. Slow roller on the run. Moquette comes in, throws to first. Boy, that's a hard play to make. As Spahn is retired, he grounds out to second base. But not before the Hammerheads score the second run of the ball game, and they're up 2-0. As we head to the home half of the 7th, everybody stand up. I was just sitting down for the first time tonight. And sing along at home. Take me out to the ball game with the fans here at the Dean. Grab your Cracker Jacks, grab your drinks, and sing along. Quick, hope you grabbed your refreshments, your drinks, your Cracker Jacks, hot dogs. I've got some jelly beans up here. It's Easter time is coming. Have my jelly beans here at the Dean. But we have Kerr Shipper here on the mound for the Hammerheads facing the lefty at the plate for the Cardinals. That's the left fielder, Edurnia. Alex is 0 for 2 today, and he's got two balls and one strike on him. Struck out and grounded out here tonight. Here comes the pitch, and it's chopped up the middle. Playable for the pitcher, Kerr Shipper, and I'll toss underhand to the first baseman. So there's one down.
For second baseman, number 7, Darlene Moquette.
Darlene Moquette will step on in. It's a lefty-on-righty matchup. Moquette is 1 for 2 today, single back in the third. Hammerheads have 4 hits and 2 runs. Palm Beach Cardinals, 3 hits and no runs. This is a 3-game set. The big duel at the Dean between these two roommates here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. That ball's going foul, out of play. 1 ball, 1 strike. So far, game one was taken by the Cardinals last night, 7-2. Here today, it might fall into the Hammerheads' hands. You never know, though. It's, you know, a couple more innings and a swing and a miss there by Moquette. Not a big lead for the Hammerheads. 1 ball, 2 strikes. I was talking to last night's starting pitcher for the Palm Beach Cardinals before the game, Bryson Motz. Hard hit down the middle, or not down the middle, sorry about that, to the left side over the third base bag, and that'll be a stand-up double here with one out for Darlene Moquette. So 2 hits for Moquette here tonight, a single and a double. Only one out, that'll bring up Adonson Cruz. But I talked to Bryson and pitched such a good game last night here for the Palm Beach Cardinals. 5 innings of work, 7 strikeouts. He's the number 13th prospect in the organization for the St. Louis Cardinals. And he said that
as the Cruz
takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1 the count, that, you know, he told me he's got a fastball slider, and that slider was just working last night. Low and away, 1-1. He was getting swings and misses off of it and just felt so comfortable. And I said, you know, I asked Bryson, when did you first start feeling comfortable because on the hill? Because, you know, it's game one and there's a lot of butterflies, but still, you know, at the same time, you want to do well. First game here, 2023 at the knees. And he said probably the third inning. You know, that's really when he felt the most comfortable. But then he said, you know, then when the fourth came, realized he couldn't feel too comfortable because really that's how the game of baseball is, right? Once you start feeling so comfortable, sometimes you got it checks you and says, hey, you know, this is a hard game and keep your head in it. Stay in it. Can never get too comfortable, right? But what a game last night for him. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He had family in town, his girlfriend, mom and dad. He's from San Diego and his girlfriend's still in school. So They're here for a few more days, I think, but just get to see Bryson pitch one game in this series. Full count to Cruz. Can't wait to hear from more parents. Would love to hear from Bryson's parents and other parents out there. Get in contact with us. We do have a Twitter account, Swing and a Miss, RDC Broadcast. But would love to definitely come up by the booth as back to the bench goes Cruz. There's two outs. We're right behind home plate, right next to the, you'll see sometimes a garage door down and sometimes it's up. That's the camera well. So we're right when you in the stands and you look up to the left of that, swing and a miss. 0-1 the count to the leadoff hitter for the Cardinals, Espinoza. I'm Lisa Pride, cover both teams here. We've got, you know, two teams, so on the MILB.app, you will hear us, my partners in crime. We've got some interns here. Brian Loftus, you heard last night. Walter inside upstairs calling the balls and strikes here on the mic, bringing you the games when you can't come to the Dean. But come visit us. We're right here. The window's usually open. Love chatting with family and friends. One ball, one strike, two down. Here's the pitch. Inside. 2-1 is the count. Two outs. Runner at second base in scoring position. The Cardinals trying to get a runner across the plate. I don't think anyone's made it to third base for the Cardinals tonight. No, they haven't. The 2-1 breaking ball going outside and missing low. So 3-1 is the count to Espinoza with Kurt Schipper on the hill. It's going to be so much fun getting to know all the new players here this year with the Cardinals and the Hammerheads. And it's great to see the returning guys back here again. Hopefully we'll only see them for a little bit, right? Because we love to see guys advance here in the minor leagues. Inside, missing. Espinoza will head to first base. So there's a runner at first and second for the Cardinals. And you can hear the fans are getting excited here at the Dean. Lots of cheering behind me. We'll take a quick timeout because there'll be a new pitcher headed to the hill. Nelson Prada will relieve her shipper. And won't you know who the new pitcher is after this short timeout? All right, we've got a new pitcher on the hill in relief of Cole Kershipper is Kyle Krieger. The righty will first face Paul DeYoung. So with runners at first and second, Krieger delivers. He'll get the strike inside right at the knees. Krieger, 6'2", 190. 23 years of age. He pitched for the Hammerheads last year as he was drafted last year in the seventh round. Here's the 0-1. Does the young go? No, says Nelson Fraley out there on the base pass. I don't know if anyone wants to give DeYoung that strike, right? They said, he didn't go. That's okay. Two down, one ball and one strike. DeYoung is hitless tonight, 0-3. Krieger looks the runner back, then delivers, and DeYoung lays off of it as the ball goes wide of the plate. One ball, one strike. Or actually, 2-1 is the count. Infield playing straight away with two outs. Krieger looks the runner back. Here comes the pitch. There's a swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. DeYoung takes a breath, steps back in. White pants down low, blends into his white spikes. Krieger delivers inside, throw to third base, the tag applied, as sliding in is Moquette. He just gets in because Barstad was right on it. Nice throw. Tag applied, but Moquette just snuck on in. Double steal as Moquette safe at third, and Espinoza now at second base, so full count on DeYoung as he took that last pitch. Krieger delivers. There's a swing and a miss. Breaking ball that gets the big leaguer out. So that will end the attack. The Cardinals were on the move. That's something I've seen them do before, making things happen. They couldn't with the bats. They got guys racing around the base pass, but DeYoung swings and misses. That'll end the attack by the Cardinals. We'll head to the eighth inning with Jupiter up 2-0. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network along with the Jupiter Hammerheads here on MILB.com. Hunter Hayes remains on the hill for the Palm Beach Cardinals here in the eighth. Torin Montgomery at the plate. It's a righty-on-righty matchup. Montgomery, two balls and a strike. Things are moving quickly here. We've got a lot of clocks that keep things going. Here's the pitch. Ball lifted up into center field. Going back on the run is Cruz all the way to the warning track. It's so deep out there. It's 400. And boy, just shy of that 400 mark, maybe by, I don't know, a foot on the warning track. It was Cruz. He makes the grab, so Montgomery is retired, but he hit that to probably 395 or something.
Brett Roberts.
Maybe 390. It was hit well off the bat. One down, that'll bring up Brett Roberts, the number nine hitter. Shows bunt, bunts it. It lands right in the box where Roberts just left. So he'll return back to the batter's box as that ball was bunted foul. Roberts, he likes to wear his pants up high, have that stripe going down the side. Black solid socks go up to his knees. Here's the 0-1 pop up. Right side could be trouble. Twisting and turning is Moquette. And then Rotunda in right calls him off. Thank goodness, because Moquette went straight back. Turned and went straight back. Then looked for, twisted and turned a little bit. Didn't like the twist out there, dancing. And you know, Rotunda said, hey, I got it. That's enough. I've seen enough, right? And so Roberts pops up to right, the short right field. And boy, that wind is gusting it right in. So that was definitely better for Rotunda if he could get to it. McCants at the plate, swings and misses, two down. Hayes in one inning of work, allowed a hit, a run. That ball looks like it'll pop and go out of play there. So he's allowed a hit, a run, and a walk. And now has two outs in his second inning of work here in the eighth against the Hammerheads. Hayes deals, ball's coming back, going out of play, came straight back. 0-2 is the count. Now a ball got thrown onto the field here. Hayes 6-2, 194, very specific there. The 22-year-old turns, kicks, fires, and this ball is getting a ride. It'll flare out into left, and that'll be caught by the left fielder, so McCants is retired. 1-2-3, down go the Hammerheads. The Cardinals will try again as they're only down by two. It's a 2-0 lead for the Hammerheads as we head to the bottom of the eighth here at the Dean. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network, here with the Jupiter Hammerheads on MILB.com.
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. At the bottom of your glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last. But you
first pitch delivered by Kyle Krieger. Foul tip, 0-1 to RJ Yeager. It's Yeager, Bernal, and Rotunda here for the Palm Beach Cardinals in the eighth inning. Four hits apiece for the Hammerheads and the Cardinals, but Jupiter has the 2-0 lead as we are in the eighth inning here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Krieger delivers a strike as Yeager takes it, so 0-2 the count to RJ. Ball's coming back into the screen, so that'll keep Yeager safe for now. the line on Kershipper, who was the pitcher before Krieger, as Krieger came in just to face Paul DeJong, and he got DeJong to swing and miss, and Krieger gets Jaeger to swing and miss here to lead things off in the eighth. But Kershipper went 2 2/3, allowed 2 hits, no runs, walked a pair, struck out 3. And just like Reynoso, the starting pitcher for the Hammerheads, Kershipper has a perfect 0.00 ERA right now. Krieger's working on that himself. It's a righty and lefty matchup. The 1-0 offering misses away, so 2 balls and no strikes to Bernal. Leonardo's a switch hitter. He's 1-for-3 today. Here comes the 2-0, and that's popped up left side. That'll hit those aluminum bleachers right by the Jupiter Medical Center sign out there on left. Everybody getting ready for the fireworks here at the Dean. They're sticking around. The kids are here. It is so much fun watching fireworks, isn't it? Especially when it's not even the 4th of July. I wish that we shot off fireworks for home runs. That would be exciting. I love when ballparks do that. I remember growing up as a kid, those fireworks being launched at Cleveland Stadium, the Jake, when the home runs were launched over the outfield wall. Full count now to Krieger. He'll turn, kick, deliver, and Bernal, he's ready to head to first base, and no one's going to challenge that as the ball jumps out of the glove of Barstad. So one out, Bernal will head to first, the second time that he's aboard here today as he walks to first base. First walk allowed by Krieger. Chris Rotundo will step in. Rotundo is 0-for-2 today. Struck out, flied out, and he was hit by a pitch back in the fourth. There is a pitcher, just got up in the Hammerheads bullpen. Rotundo takes the first pitch. It's a strike at the letters. Breaking ball delivered by Krieger at 87. He'll lean on in to take the signs. There is no pitch calm here in the Florida State League. So when we say they're peering on in, fly ball out of play, they really are peering in for the signs from the catcher. I talked to Bryson Motz, the Palm Beach Cardinals starter of last night, and asked him if, you know, maybe they would use the pitch comm this year. We haven't used it in the past here in the Florida State League. He said no. He said he did get to use it during spring training when he pitched for the St. Louis Cardinals. Swing and a miss. Rotundo will go down swinging. So Krieger, he's really racking up these strikeouts in a short time on the mound here with the Jupiter Hammerheads. Two down, runner at first base. Michael Curiale will step on in. He's been aboard with a walk back in the second, but then struck out and grounded out. But Motz is talking about using the pitch comm. Weak ground ball up the middle, off the mound comes Krieger, throws to first base, and the throw will be in time. So Curiale goes down as he grounds out to the pitcher. 1-3 play. We'll head to the top of the ninth with the Hammerheads up 2-0 here at the Dean. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network, along with the Jupiter Hammerheads on MILB.com.
You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Staring at the ceiling in the dark. Same old empty feeling in your heart. Cause love comes slow and it goes so fast. Will you see her when you fall asleep? But never to touch and never to keep. Cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Where you only need the light when it's burning low.
the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go.
Welcome back. We have made it to the ninth inning here at the Dean 2-0 Hammerheads lead. At the plate for Jupiter, as Cody Morris said, it's a righty and lefty matchup. He watches this pitch. It's upstairs. One ball and one strike here to Morissette. Hunter Hayes remains on the hill. He'll deal inside. Morissette swings and misses. No action in the bullpen for the Palm Beach Cardinals, but there is a righty up in the pen for the Hammerheads. Could Jupiter pull out this win here on game two? They lost yesterday to the Cardinals. The 1-2, and that one misses low. So two balls and two strikes. I was going to peek on in and get some scores around the league. And I know the Marlins played earlier today. Ground ball not too hot at all for Moquette. He'll throw to first base. I think he looks a lot more comfortable over there at second now with his throws to first. Morissette is retired as he grounds out. 4-3 play. Ian Lewis will step in. Righty and lefty matchup. Lewis, a switch hitter, bats from the left side. 0-3 here today. Lewis is the number 15th prospect in the Miami Marlins organization. He scored Jupiter's first run of 2023 on a pass ball last night. Hayes deals and makes it 1-1 right now. To the second baseman, Lewis. The kick, the pitch. Another ground ball to Moquette, but this one eats him up. He recovers, turns around, grabs the ball, throws to first, and the throw's not in time. Lewis is so speedy down the base pass. So Ian Lewis, will they give him an infield base hit? That was hit hard, Moquette. It bounced off his body. He spun around, tried to pick up the ball quickly, found it on the ground, threw to first base, but not in time. That will go down as an error. I've got an E4 right now. Will that stay or reverse? I hear the fans chiming in, whether it's a hit or an error, but Lewis is aboard. There he goes, taking off to second. The throw to the left of the bag, the third base side. So Espinoza has to reel it on in. Is it Espinoza or Noah? Moquette reeling it in and sliding in safely, picking up that SB is Lewis. So the Hammerheads, with the 2-0 lead, have a runner in scoring position with only one out. The 2-0 pitch, and that'll miss. Let's see if we've got the count correct. Maybe it's two balls and no strikes right now as the clock keeps ticking down. Caballero's at the plate. He's wiggling that light bat back and forth, throw to second. It goes off the glove of Moquette into short center. Looking back as he's running is Lewis, and he safely makes it to third base. It's Nelson Prada, the manager, coaching him at third base. So two balls, no strikes. Moquette just at second. He's getting a lot of action and having a hard time out there. Pounds his chest. I think he said that was on me. Here's the 2-0 at the knees. Oh, just missing. I think Burnell wants that challenge, does he? He does. He wants it challenged. I saw him right away. That was right at the knees. It was a beautiful pitch at 92. Let's see what the ABS says. It does say a strike. It's reversed. I think only Jupiter has lost a challenge today. That's it. Guys are getting used to it now. Two balls, one strike. on the ground, foul, left side. Prada picks it up. Good fielding. Everyone's clapping for him. They like the new manager that can field the ball at third base. Last year, once everyone found out, you know, the players that they could challenge, sometimes those challenges are used often, like a lot. Here's the 2-2, weak ground ball. Off the mound comes Hayes, throws to first after he looks the runner back. It's in time, I believe, as the throw was really low, but it is in time. So Caballero grounds out, and Lewis stays at third base. So 1-3 play. There's two outs. Hammerheads have a runner just 90 feet away. Maybe a little closer than that, as we've got the big bases, I believe, still being used here at the Dean. We had big bases last year. I don't think we had them the whole season. I can't remember. We had so many changes. Like, they just throw different rules out all the time. But we did have them at one point, and then during spring training, so I think we still have big bases then again this year. I've got to brush up on what rules we're using this year. Which ones stayed, which ones are going. Sano at the plate takes the pitch. It's one ball, one strike to the center fielder. Here's the offering. That'll go below the knees there. No challenge. Here's the two balls and one strike with two outs. Hammerheads have four hits, two runs, one error. The Cardinals, four hits, no runs, two errors. They kick the pitch, and just missing. 40 pitches for Hayes, 41 make it, 25 for strike, 16 balls. So how did the Hammerheads get those two runs? Foul ball left side. All right, Prada, he's getting in on the action here today. Everyone's clapping. They love the fielding of the manager. It looks like a player himself out there. Count is full, but the runs came in the third. The shortstop, Spahn, solo shot over the left field wall. The home run put the Hammerheads up 1-0. And then in the seventh, inside, nearly nicks the jersey of Sanoa. They'll take off the gear, head to first base. So with two down, the Hammerheads have runners at first and third, as Cameron Barstead will step on in. Second run came in the seventh. Caballero walked, Sanoa singled. He was out at second base. Barstead popped out, well, before Sanoa was out at second. But when Sanoa, he became a pickle in the middle. He came off of first base. The thrower to first was going to catch Sanoa, but instead he kind of went back and forth and kept the Cardinals' defense on, you know, throwing the ball back to get him. In the meantime, Caballero slid on in and scored. So Barstead at the plate. One ball, no strikes. He has an open stance, has his pants up high, black solid socks. Here's the pitch. It's wide of the plate to the lefty. The left-handed hitter, Barstead, 0-for-3 as he grounded out, struck out, and popped out. Cameron does have pop. We saw him last year. I'll just go back and look at his stats, but he came through some nights, and he hit that long ball, and boy, he was exciting here at the Dean. So last year here with Jupiter, 17 doubles, 3 homers, drove in 22 runs, batted 233 in 55 games. He had to split time in the catching position. Cameron has had injuries, had the COVID off year where there was no baseball. So he was drafted out of high school. So it's been, you know, it's been kind of tough as he's tried to, you know, work his way up. And this year, this has got to be his year. It really does. Two balls, one strike to Cameron. He even got time this spring training. He came early and was with the club, with the Marlins, the big club, during spring training. Caught quite a few games. It was exciting to see him behind the plate for the Marlins. Here's the 2-1, the kick, the pitch. Barstad lays off of it, and it's called the strike. Does he want to challenge it? He does. He does. He doesn't touch his top of his helmet, but he tells the umpire he wants to challenge it. I would, too. I think that was a ball. We'll see. What does the ABS say? Yeah. All right. So two balls and two strikes. Is that what it's going to be? Or is it going to be 3-1? 3-1. There we go. Cameron used his challenge wisely as he hit the ball up the middle, but it's fielded by Hayes, who underhands it to first. Boy, that was a hot hit off the bat of Barstad. That Hayes went back with his glove on his right side and made the grab. So Barstad is retired as he grounds out to the pitcher. Almost got through. But this is it for the Cardinals. Bottom of the ninth, they're down by two. It's a 2-0 ball game in favor of the Jupiter Hammerheads. We'll see what happens after this timeout. Stick with us here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network, along with the Jupiter Hammerheads on MILB.com.
Burning low, only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you feel low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Cause you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go.
Starting an online store is easier than you think. Let me show you how to quickly open one with Shopify. First, go to Shopify.com and start a free trial. Next, create a beautiful online store without any design or coding skills. Use one of Shopify's professional templates and easily change fonts, colors, and images. Next, add products. Just upload a photo and
we're back. Bottom of the ninth. This is it for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Adesanya is at the plate. It's a righty on lefty matchup. Josh White is the new pitcher for the Jupiter Hammerheads. The left fielder is 0-for-3 today. Struck out and grounded out twice. Three straight balls delivered to Alex. Here's the pitch. It's upstairs. He'll take it and toss his bat over to the dugout as he heads to first base. So a leadoff walk for the Palm Beach Cardinals, and that'll bring up Darlene Moquette. Moquette is 2-for-3 today with a single and a double. In between, he popped up to center. So Moquette knows how to get on base. He's had a hard time at second. Couple of errors are at the top of the ninth here. I think he's due to help the Cardinals right here as he lays off the first pitch. It's upstairs and wide at 79. Moquette, the number 8 hitter in the lineup for the Cardinals. On deck is Adonson Cruz, the number 9 hitter, who is 0-for-2 today with the walk. Then we're back up to the top of the order for the Palm Beach Cardinals. With the heat at 91, some chin music to Moquette. That'll have Barstad going out to the hill. He'll talk things over with his new reliever, Josh White.
Now
White is a righty on the hill. He's 6'2", 205 from Walnut Creek, California. The 22-year-old was drafted last year in the fifth round, and he played some ball here with the Jupiter Hammerheads. From the stretch, there's the nod to Barstad, the kick, the delivery, and it'll go upstairs at 91 again. Moquette looks down. Down the line to Gary Kendall, who's coaching third base. Kendall gives some signs to runner at first base. Nice little hole to the left of second. Here's the 3-0 pitch, and that's a strike delivered at 92. As the second baseman is playing a little closer to second, with the righty at the plate and also a runner at first base. Looks like the Hammerheads have another pitcher that just got up, a right-hander, to warm up. Here's the 3-1, and that'll be a long ride, but foul over by the downtown area of Abacoa. If you're new to our broadcast, new to the Dean, new to the area here, it's a great place to come watch some ball games. And if you're coming from out of town, we have a hotel right across the street. Payoff pitch, chopper, that'll go foul left side. And we have a great downtown. It's a small, quaint little downtown with a mini golf course, ice cream stand right with it. We've got every kind of, we've got a sports bar, a Cuban restaurant, you name it, it's just right here. And on the weekends, there's music and food trucks and always an event too. Payoff pitch. Hit up the middle. Going back is the center fielder on the run. Sanoa makes the grab. It almost went over his head, but he was able to extend his arms and bring the ball in. And so that'll keep Ida Cernia at first base. Moquette flies out to center. You could hear the Cardinal fans. They were hoping things would happen right there for the Cardinals. Palm Beach down by two. Both teams have four hits. But the Hammerheads are up 2-0 here in the ninth with one out. Adanson Cruz steps in. It's a strike. A breaking ball at the knees to the right-handed hitter, Cruz. The center fielder is 0-2 today with a walk. Here comes the pitch. Hard hit up the middle. It'll be picked up by Lewis. He tags the runner, throws to first base, and that'll do it. A double play to end the game. And the Cardinals, they have attacked each inning, but each inning they are not able to get a run across the plate. And what's going out there? As I'm speaking, I see that Lewis and I think that's Spahn, they have a little game of, I don't know, like, you know, when you're in elementary school and you hit your hands together and you have a little shake, a handshake, but not really. I don't even know what to call it. But they have a new tradition being born when the Hammerheads win. I could tell already. Jupiter wins this one 2-0, game two. Stick around. I'll give a little game recap right after this short timeout.
Stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Oh, make me your radio and turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you, so sing along to my stereo.
Two class heroes, baby. If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if we had chicken travy, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks. It's just the last girl that played me left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I'd sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hands. Keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And no, my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
All right, you can hear the fans behind me as I get set for our post-game show here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network, along with the Jupiter Hammerheads here on MILB.com. As the fans are sticking around and everyone's getting set for our fireworks show here on Friday. Friday fireworks. So we'll make this quick here tonight. We probably get some fireworks going behind us very soon. But the Hammerheads win here game two of this three-game set. Last night, the Cardinals, they won their home opener. Tonight, they fall 2-0 to the Jupiter Hammerheads, their roommates right here at the Dean. Jupiter, four hits, one error with two runs. Palm Beach, four hits, two errors, and no runs. The winning pitcher, it goes to, let me check. Got to flip my scorebook over this way. Cole Kershipper. Kershipper gets the win. He's 1-0. The loss, it's unbelievable because Max Ragic, which rhymes with magic, was masterful on the hill. But he does pick up the loss here today. The save goes to White, his first on the season. As we take some numbers and talking about those starters here today and talking about the winning pitcher, losing pitcher, Kershipper came in relief of Reynoso, who started things for the Cardinals. And the starting pitcher, Juan Reynoso, the 19-year-old, just newly 19, too, by 3 days, went four innings, allowed two hits, no runs, walked one, struck out six. Perfect 0.00 ERA here to start things off in 2023. So last year he had no wins. This year he doesn't have a win yet, but it was so close. So just wait for that one. Kershipper, who came in relief of Reynoso, picked up the win in 2 2/3 innings of work. Allowed a couple of hits, no runs, walked a pair, struck out three. Krieger came in, he got the hold there, 1 1/3 inning of work, and struck out three. White picks up his first save with one inning of work, and that is really what helped the Hammerheads win also. That pitching, just masterful on the hill, as was the starting pitcher for the Palm Beach Cardinals, Max Magic Ragic. Five innings of work, two hits, one run. It was earned. It was a home run off the bat of Spahn. And you think that one run, there's somehow the Cardinals would have pulled it out and brought in a win for Ragic, but it did not happen tonight. Five innings, Ragic, seven strikeouts. He has a 1.80 ERA, and that is nothing to be ashamed about. What a night it was. Ragic picked up strikeouts every inning he pitched. And in his final fifth inning, he struck out the side. So you really couldn't do much more than that. And the 21-year-old from Orange, California, in his pro debut, just really had a really, really solid outing, even though he gets the loss. Gerard came in one inning of work. He held the Hammerheads. Hayes, in three innings, allowed a hit and a run. It was earned. It was a crazy one. In the seventh inning, Sanoa came off the bag at first base. Looked like he was going to be out for sure, which he was, but he spent enough time on the base pass that Jorge Caballero was able to go and sneak in from third base and score. And his run, it really didn't matter because the Cardinals didn't score at all. So it was just really the one run, the home run, that won the game there for the Cardinals for the Hammerheads off the bat of Spahn. But Jupiter does win 2-0 here, and it was all done in 2 hours and 16 minutes with 975 in attendance. And I can hear where some of the fireworks is getting kind of quiet here at the Dean. So we're going to wrap things up here, but what a night it was. I can even take a quick look while we're waiting. Let me take a quick look at, oh, there goes the lights. They're dark. But multi-hit game on the Cardinals' side was Moquette, who went 2-for-4. And the RBIs, as we said, went to Spahn, and that was it. So we'll just wrap it up because here comes the fireworks. There'll be more tomorrow. We're going to have an Easter celebration here at the Dean tomorrow. So join us at 6 o'clock. The broadcast will start. The game will start. Join us at 5:45. I'll be back on the mic. For now, thank you so much for joining me here at the Dean. And with the fireworks, we say goodbye to you tonight as the Hammerheads win 2-0, and the series is tied up at 1 apiece. I'm Lisa Pride, and I'll see you tomorrow night here at the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network with the Jupiter Hammerheads on MILB.com. Have a great night, everyone.